Please welcome award-winning producer and writer, Mindy Kaling.
Good evening, everyone. Hello. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the third night of the Democratic National Convention. My name is Mindy Kaling. Thank you. For those of you who don't know me, I am an incredibly famous Gen Z actress who you might recognize from The Office. Thank you, The Mindy Project. Or as the woman who courageously outed Kamala Harris as Indian in an Instagram cooking video. Yes, you're welcome. I am so proud to be here supporting my friend. But the real reason I am here is that deep down, I truly believe that as a woman of color and as a single mother of three, it is incredibly important that I be appointed ambassador to Italy. That's how this works, right? That's like why I'm here. I've never been. I'm dying to go. And guys, I just really need a break. I know it's not the priority tonight, but just think about it. I am actually here because I have known the vice president for a long time, and I want to tell you a story about one of the first times I ever met her. She wasn't Madam Vice President then. She was my senator, and we were filming a video where she came to my home to cook dosas, a South Indian dish. Yes, it's not every day that a senator comes over, and I was pretty nervous. But when she arrived, we immediately hit it off. We talked about the love we have for our moms, who had both passed away from cancer. Both of our mothers were immigrants from India, who came to America and committed their lives to serving others. My mother, Swati, became an OBGYN. Thank you. Kamala's mother, Shyamala, became a scientist with a PhD who dedicated her life to trying to find a cure for cancer. And after speaking to Kamala, it was clear to me that Shyamala had passed down the same optimism and fearlessness to her daughter. But the thing I remember the most about the vice president is that Kamala Harris can cook. Guys, she was so much better than me. But she also knew that my family was watching. So as she gently corrected my sloppy dosa making, she was complimenting me every step of the way, making sure that my daughter, Kit, heard how good of a cook I am. She had no desire to be seen as better than anyone else. She just wanted my kid to be impressed with her mom. And when she finally bit into my dosa, she looked at me and said, really good, and then never took another bite again. Yes, yes, but it is that warmth, that generosity of spirit that I know she will bring to the White House as our next president. Kamala Harris cares deeply about other people. She will fight to protect our freedoms because those are the values that her mother passed down to her. But in order to protect those freedoms, Democrats also need to win the House. So we have a lot to do, and please welcome to the stage your next Speaker of the House, Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats, it's a high honor and a distinct privilege as a Brooklynite, New Yorker, and as an American to stand before you today and unequivocally express my support for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be the next president and vice president of the United States of America. Over the last few years, House Democrats have been hard at work, and we could not have asked for a better leader to partner with than President Joseph Robinette Biden, who will go down as one of the most consequential presidents of all time. Last month, President Biden selflessly passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing, and able to fight for the people. Kamala Harris is a courageous leader, a compassionate leader, and a common sense leader who will deliver real results for everyday Americans. Kamala Harris is fighting for our freedom. Kamala Harris is fighting for our families. Kamala Harris is fighting for our future. Together, let's make Kamala Harris the 47th President of the United States of America. In our great country, when you work hard and play by the rules, you deserve to earn a living wage. You deserve to have an affordable place to call home. You deserve to educate your children in a great public school that is free from gun violence. And you deserve high quality, affordable health care, and you deserve the chance to one day retire with grace and with dignity. But for far too many people in our great country, they are struggling to live paycheck to paycheck. And as a result, the American dream is out of reach. Here's the thing. Extreme MAGA Republicans don't care about everyday Americans. They only care about themselves. Our approach, led by Kamala Harris and Coach Walls, is very different. We care about you, the American people. And we will fight hard to make sure that the American dream is alive and well in every single community. Now, the road ahead will not be easy, which brings me to you-know-who. Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with, but he just won't go away. He has spent the last 4 years spinning the block, trying to get back into a relationship with the American people. Bro, we broke up with you for a reason. Trump was the mastermind of the GOP tax scam, where 83% of the benefits went to the wealthiest 1% in America. Trump failed our country during the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump is a chaos agent who is focused on himself, not the American people. Trump tried to destroy our democracy by lying about the election and inciting a violent mob to attack the Capitol. Trump put three extreme justices on the Supreme Court who destroyed Roe v. Wade. We broke up with you for a reason. Donald Trump can spin the block all he wants, but there's no reason for us to ever get back together. Been there, done that, we're not going back. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will always put people over politics. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will lower costs and grow the middle class. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will fix our broken immigration system and secure the border. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will strengthen the relationship between the police and the community. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will continue to combat the climate crisis with the fierce urgency of now. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will protect Social Security, protect Medicare, protect Medicaid, protect the Affordable Care Act, protect working families, protect small businesses, protect the middle class, protect free enterprise, protect our children, protect our seniors, protect our veterans, protect our unions, protect our dreamers, and always protect a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions. The extreme MAGA Republicans want to divide us. But the Constitution promises equal protection under the law. We are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Together, let's build a brighter future for our children and our grandchildren. In the Old Testament, Book of Psalms, the scripture tells us that weeping may endure during the long night, but joy will come in the morning. Here's how we do it. Strategize on Sunday. Meet the moment on Monday. Take it to them on Tuesday. Work it out on Wednesday. Thank the Lord on Thursday. Fight the power on Friday. Set it off on Saturday. Get a few hours of sleep. Wake up the next day and do it all over again until joy comes in the morning. Now there's only 76 days left. There are only 76 days left. We must continue to speak up. We must continue to show up. We must continue to stand up, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. And when we do, nothing can stop Kamala Harris from becoming the 47th president of the United States of America. Nothing can stop House Democrats from taking back the majority. Nothing can stop the American people from continuing our march toward a more perfect union. Nothing can stop us. We're all the way up. God bless you. God bless Kamala Harris. May God bless the United States of America.
You want to go outside today?
Yeah.
Want to go put your shoes on?
Yes.
Let's go outside.
Ruby is 2 years old. I'm starting to think, will she be an iron worker like her dad? I hate to break to you, but I'm not a billionaire. Donald Trump talked a big game about bringing jobs back to America, but it was all talk, like Foxconn.
This is the eighth wonder of the world.
Foxconn, by most estimates, has not even come close to meeting expectations.
This whole project was a scam. He is not looking out for the residents. He's looking out for himself.
You know what Trump delivered? $2 trillion in tax cuts focused on his billionaire buddies and big corporations.
You're rich as hell.
It makes me angry. Billionaires don't pay their share of the load. And he wants to do that again. Trump talked a massive game about infrastructure. What a joke.
We call it Infrastructure Week.
Infrastructure is the easiest of all. We're gonna get this infrastructure going.
Trump was too incompetent to get it done. Who's he looking out for? Not us, not my family. You know who got it done? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Biggest infrastructure package in history. Infrastructure is just a fancy word for jobs. Not just union workers, but for everyone. Small businesses are booming. Communities are starting to thrive again. I wish it was faster, but prices are easing. Kamala Harris helped deliver the largest job growth in American history. Wages are higher. Manufacturing is booming. We're building roads, bridges, airports again. That's a fact. And we have healthcare.
When our middle class is strong, America is strong.
Kamala's goal is to rebuild the middle class for families like mine.
Please welcome the 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton.
After the last 2 days, aren't you proud to be a Democrat? And I am very grateful to the Republicans and independents that have joined us, have been up here on the stage, and I hope they feel better about it now. Because I've seen all these things that even I have to be reminded of from time to time when I get my spirits down. I love seeing the Obamas here. I love seeing President Biden. And I thought Hillary gave a great speech, too. And I love seeing all these young leaders. Bunch of them are coming up after me. They look better, they sound better, and they'll be exciting. I do want to say one word about President Biden. Remember, he had an improbable turn that made him president. And we were in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crash. He healed our sick and put the rest of us back to work. And he strengthened our alliances for peace and security. He stood up for Ukraine. He's trying desperately to get a ceasefire in the Middle East. And then he did something that's really hard for a politician to do. He voluntarily gave up political power. And George Washington knew that, and he did it. And he set the standard for us serving 2 terms before it was mandatory. It helped his legacy. And it will enhance Joe Biden's legacy. And it's a stark contrast to what goes on in the other party. So I want to thank him for his courage, compassion, his class, his service, his sacrifice. Joe Biden. Thank you. And he kept the faith and he's infected a lot of the rest of us. Now let's cut to the chase. I am too old to gild the lily. 2 days ago, I turned 78, the oldest man in my family for 4 generations. And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump. Last night, Last night, in what I thought was a very moving series of episodes, we nominated Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And just think about that. Two leaders with all American but still improbable life stories. It could only happen here. Their careers, after all, started in community courtrooms and classrooms. Two leaders who spent a lifetime getting the good job done. Now, one of the things that I've noticed over my increasingly long life is that a presidential election is unique in several ways. First of all, it's the greatest job interview for the greatest job in the world. Secondly, the Constitution says we, the people, get to do the hiring. And the third thing is that every 4 years, we get to change the requirements for the job. So here's what I'm thinking, because I try to apply this in every election. Will this president take us backward or forward? Will this president give our kids a brighter future? Depends. Will this president bring us together or tear us apart? Will the president increase the peace, security, and stability and freedom that we enjoy and extend it to others as we can? We, the people, we have to make a decision about these kind of questions. And every 4 years, it's a little different because the people come at the candidates, and they say, as they're saying now, here are our problems, solve them. Here are our opportunities, seize them. Here are our fears, ease them. Here are our dreams, help them come true. A president can answer that call by saying, I'll do my part, but you have to help me. We have to work together. Or you can dodge what needs to be done by dividing, distracting, and diverting us. So in 2024, we got a pretty clear choice, it seems to me. Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I. I know which one I like better for our country. Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams. You know, when she was young, she worked at McDonald's. And she greeted every person with that 1,000-watt smile and said, how can I help you? Now she's at the pinnacle of power and she's still asking, how can I help you? I'll be so happy when she actually enters the White House as president because she will break my record as the president who spent the most time at McDonald's. Now, but we got an election to win. And remember, we've got a guy that's pretty good at what he does. Donald Trump has been a paragon of consistency. He's still dividing, he's still blaming, he's still belittling other people. He creates chaos, and then he sort of curates it as if it were precious art. Let me say, not a single day goes by, even though I've been gone for well over 23 years from the White House, not a day goes by that I don't thank the Lord for the chance I had to serve and what it meant. And one of the reasons, thank you. Wait. One of the reasons I love the job so much is that in the toughest times, even on the darkest days, if you tried hard enough, there was always something good you could do for somebody else. Now, some days that's not easy to do. You've got to deal with all these emergencies, or there's something going on here, there, or yonder. But Kamala Harris is the only candidate in this race who has the vision, the experience, the temperament, the will, and yes, the sheer joy to get something done. I mean, look, what does her opponent do with his voice? He mostly talks about himself, right? So the next time you hear him, don't count the lies. Count the eyes. Count the eyes. His vendettas, his vengeance, his complaints, his conspiracies. He's like one of those tenors opening up before he walks out on stage, like I did, trying to get his lungs open by singing, me, 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 me. When Kamala Harris is president, every day will begin with you, 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 you. So, we got to ask ourselves the questions if we're going to hire a president. Do you want to build a strong economy from the bottom up and the middle out? Or do you want to spend the next 4 years talking about crowd size? You're going to have a hard time believing this, but so help me, I triple-checked it. Since the end of the Cold War in 1989, America has created about 51 million new jobs. I swear I checked this three times. Even I couldn't believe it. What's the score? Democrats 50, Republicans 1. I'm glad that we've got a championship winning coach on our team. But even the most limited of us in what we know about football or any other sport knows that if you're got 50 and the other side's got one, you're ahead. What about affordable housing? It's a terrible problem in America now. We need more. And affordable health care. That's why the Democrats put a limit on monthly payments for insulin and a $2,000 a year out-of-pocket limit. And are trying to cover more drugs by bargaining for prices. We need more financing for small businesses. We need still to strengthen our alliances. I almost croaked in the first debate of this election season when President Trump said nobody respected America anymore like they did when he was president. Wait. And with a straight face. Look, you got to give him. He's a good actor. With a straight face, he cited as evidence of the respect that existed for us when he was there, the presidents of North Korea and Russia. I'd rather have the people who respect us now. And one of the things, is when you send a signal to the other countries, you want them to know whether they agree with you or not, at least that you're on the level. Here's where you are and what you believe. What are they supposed to make to these endless tributes to the late, great Hannibal Lecter? I mean, President Obama once gave me the great honor of saying I was the explainer-in-chief. Folks, I've thought and thought about it, and I don't know what to say. Like Hakeem Jeffries, I too want an America that's more joyful, more inclusive, more future-focused. Just think what a burden it's been on us to get up day after day after day after day, buried in meaningless hot rhetoric, when there's so many opportunities out there, so many problems that need to be solved. I want that. And that's the America Kamala Harris will lead. She's already made her first presidential decision, and she knocked it out of the park when she asked Governor Tim Walz to be her nominee for vice president. As they used to say when I was a young man growing up in Arkansas, you do not have to be all broke out with brilliance. You just look at Tim Walz, listen to him, follow his record as a teacher, as a coach, in the National Guard, as a congressman, where he was the only Democrat, save one, elected in that district in more than 100 years. And he stayed a long time. And then he became a great governor. And by all accounts, he was a crack shot who had the courage among his rural constituents to say, we do not need these assault weapons available to people who can kill our kids in school. So armed with her first decision, Kamala Harris confronts an interesting dilemma. We're going to walk out of here feeling pretty good, I think. We've got energy, we are happy, we feel like a load's off our shoulders. And we know we're just being asked to fight the same fight that the forces of progress have had to fight for 250 years. In the face of stiff and often violent opposition, we have to find a way to go forward together, where we the people make our union more perfect. So that's a good thing. How could we possibly lose? Kamala Harris has fought for kids her whole life that were left out and left behind. She's taken on gangs trafficking across the border. She's fought to protect the rights of homeowners. She's been our leader in the fight for reproductive freedoms, and we know a majority of the American people are with us on that. And she's gained an invaluable amount of experience as vice president, advancing our values and interests around the world. She's already said she's going to work really hard to make sure that no American working full-time lives in poverty or has to worry about their children living in poverty. She says that we got to make home ownership an achievable dream for everyone, not just a privilege. She said that it, and this meant a lot to me, that she would protect everybody's right to vote, whether or not they voted for her. They were citizens, and they deserve the right to vote. The other day, her opponent implied that as his people voted one more time, they'd be able to rig it from now on and they wouldn't have to vote again. You think they're kidding, but I know a lot of these folks, and most of them are really good people, but some of them think that they are bound to dominate America politically, economically, and socially, and they have to use politics to do it, and they should rig the system. I don't believe that. And so here's what I want to tell you. We've seen more than one election slip away from us when we thought it couldn't happen, when people got distracted by phony issues or overconfident. This is a brutal, tough business. I want you to be happy. One of the reasons that President-to-be Harris is doing so well is that we're all so happy. But you should never underestimate your adversary. And these people are really good at distracting us, at triggering doubt, at triggering buyer's remorse. As the Obama said so eloquently last night, they are human, you know. They're bound to make a mistake now and then. We got to be tough. And so, as somebody who spends a lot of time in small towns and rural areas in New York and Arkansas and other places, I urge you to talk to all your neighbors. I urge you to meet people where they are. I urge you not to demean them, but not to pretend you don't disagree with them if you do. Treat them with respect, just the way you'd like them to treat you. Ask for their help and then follow our leader, Kamala, and ask them, how can I help you? We Democrats right now have a lot of hay in the barn. We've got massive achievements, massive advances, but there's still a lot of slips between today and Election Day that we have to navigate. And so, I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I have no idea how many more of these I'll be able to come to. I started in 76, and I've been to everyone since. But no, 72. Lord, I'm getting old. But here's what I want you to know. If you vote for this team, if you can get them elected and let them bring in this breath of fresh air, you will be proud of it for the rest of your life. Your children will be proud of it. Your grandchildren will be proud of it. Take it from a man who once had the honor to be called in this convention, the man from hope. We need Kamala Harris, the president of joy, to lead us. So, I'll be doing my part, you do yours. I'll see you when we're making a real joyful noise when the votes are counted. God bless you, and God bless America.
From my home state, Massachusetts. I love you, Massachusetts. Everyone is always hating on us, but they just don't get it. Go Sox. Go Jason Tatum. Ben Affleck, hang in there. Dunkin' Donuts is the best coffee in the world. Okay. Our next speaker needs no introduction. She was the first woman to ever serve as Speaker of the House. Yes, you know what's coming. This woman was doing Brat before Brat was Brat. The mother of dragons. Please welcome Nancy Pelosi.
California. Hello, Maryland. Hello, Democrats. On January 20th, 2021, with the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we established one of the most successful presidencies of modern times. And we quickly proved that Democrats deliver. Millions of jobs, stronger infrastructure and rural broadband, a Biden child tax credit, rescuing human pensions, honoring our veterans, bold climate action, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, all thanks to President Biden's patriotic vision of a fairer America, doing so with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Joe. And I know that Vice President Harris is ready to take us to new heights. I've known Kamala Harris for decades. Personally, I know her a person of deep faith, which is reflected in her community care and service. Officially, she is a leader of strength and wisdom and eloquence on policy, most recently demonstrated fighting for a woman's right to choose. Politically, she is astute and strategic in winning difficult elections, quickly securing the nomination with dignity and grace, and choosing Tim Walz as our vice president. I had the honor of serving with Tim for 12 years in the Congress. He united Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to turn a red district blue. He showed courage when he came to Congress in voting for the Affordable Care Act, meeting the needs of his constituents despite Republicans' lies and misrepresentation. When he went home, won the election, he returned to Congress. He fought for our America's heroes as the Democratic leader of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Thank you, Tim. January 6th was a perilous moment for our democracy. Never before had a president of the United States so brazenly assaulted the bedrock of our democracy, so gleefully embraced political violence, so willfully betrayed his oath of office. Let us not forget who assaulted democracy on January 6th. He did. But let us not forget who saved democracy that day. We did. And thank God we had a Democratic House of Representatives then. We returned to the Capitol that very same night. We insisted on certifying the election results on the floors of the House and the Senate. And we demonstrated to America and to the world that American democracy prevailed. The parable of January 6th reminds us that our democracy is only as strong as the courage and commitment of those entrusted with its care. And we must choose leaders who believe in free and fair elections, who respect the peaceful transfer of power. The choice couldn't be clearer. Those leaders are Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. When the sun rose on January 7th, as our national anthem declares, we gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Now, in this election, we are called upon to do the same, to stand together, to reject autocracy, to choose democracy, and we will do so by electing a Democratic House with Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House. Electing a Democratic Senate, electing Tim Walz as Vice President of the United States. And electing Kamala Harris as the President of the United States. Onward to victory!
Please welcome Alexander Hudlin, Jasper Emhoff, and Arden Emhoff.
Kamala Harris is our auntie.
She'll be a president who cares for all of us.
She'll lift us up. In 2016, we celebrated Auntie's Senate win. We saw Trump winning. I was only 9, but I knew enough to be concerned. Auntie said, "Do you know what superheroes do? They fight back. And we will too."
She will make time for what matters. You know, no one is busier than my auntie, but she always makes time for family. From moments as simple as cooking and sharing a meal, to exchanging stories and jokes, Auntie taught me about being present in what's important, and I know that's how she'll lead.
She'll treat everyone with respect. Even as a kid, Auntie made me feel that I was seen, that my words are important, that I am important and loved. I know she'll value others' perspectives, no matter their age or their background.
Auntie, we love you.
We're so proud of you.
And most importantly, you're a baller. And as you'd say, let's win this thing.
Let's win this thing.
Please welcome nominee for U.S. Congress in California, Latifah Simon.